the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Gerard Majella is a beautiful life. He was the most famous miracle-performing servant of God of the 18th century. Blessed Pope Pius IX said of him that he was the perfect model of the lay brothers. He is the patron saint of women in labor and unborn children. In Italy, they call him the saint of happy births. St. Gerard Majella was an outstanding man. He was a brother, not a priest, of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, known as the Redemptoris, founded by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Despite not having studied, his infused science given by God amazed the theologians who consulted him on difficult theological issues. The miracles that God did through his intercession left everyone amazed at the wonders they saw before their eyes. His love for Jesus in the Eucharist was immense, and he remained in ecstasy many times in his presence or after communion. His love for the Virgin Mary was so great that he came to consider himself married to her, and said this without shame. One day, he put a ring on an image of the Virgin Mary on her finger as a sign of his commitment of love to her. His parents were Domenico Maiella and Benedetta Galella. They had 5 children, 3 girls and 2 boys. One named Gerard, who died 8 days after being born. And therefore, when our saint was born, they also named him Gerard after his deceased brother. His father, Domenico Maiella, was a hard worker. We know little about his mother. She was a pious and helpful woman, from whom St. Gerard Majella inherited his good feelings. She died on April 10, 1752, when the servant of God was doing his second novitiate in the city of Deliceto in Italy. St. Gerard Majella was born in Muro Lucano, also known as Muro, a city of about 6,000 inhabitants, in April 1726. Although the day is not known for sure. It is assumed that a few days after his birth, he received baptism. Confirmation was received at the age of 14 on June 5, 1740. When he was 6 years old, Jesus appeared to him. He got down from the arms of the image of the Virgin and began to play with him, and then gave him a white piece of bread, impossible to find in his town. Likewise, at this age of 6, he was fasting several times a week. He wanted so much to receive communion, to receive his friend Jesus, that one day he came to communion. The priest, seeing him so small at 6 years old, sent him back to the pew. He wept with sorrow, and at night, God sent the archangel St. Michael to give him communion. This was told by St. Gerard Majella himself the next day to some friends. Sometimes when he attended Mass, he would see the baby Jesus. One day he told a priest, "A child has come out of the tabernacle and he has given me communion." Other times in the Mass, he saw Jesus in the form of a child, at the moment of the priest's communion. One day he said, "The priest has split the little child and has eaten him." A witness priest says, "One day a brother called me to see Brother Gerard, who had a very high fever. I went into his room, and without further investigation, I ordered him by obedience to get well and go back to work immediately." St. Gerard Majella got up, in fact, no longer having a fever and completely cured. But he had a difficulty, and he came looking for me to solve it. I had to leave on missions in a few days, and before I left, he wanted to know what to expect in terms of the extent of the obedience I had imposed on him. He said, "Father, can I be sick already?" And I replied, "Until I get back from the missions, no." And indeed, the servant of God stayed for the entire time that was indicated without the slightest symptom of illness or the slightest discomfort. Another case. A well-known surgeon was very ill, and a priest asked Saint Gerard Majella to heal him. The saint made the sign of the cross on him, and the sick man was cured immediately. Everyone shouted, "Miracle! Miracle!" Saint Gerard Majella only said, "That is what obedience can do." When the servant of God was in the town of Calitri in Italy, the first to ask for his miraculous intervention was an excellent surgeon, victim of a serious illness that resisted all medicines. The saint, no doubt to see if he could pass unnoticed, refused to intervene. But a priest ordered him to do what he could for the sick man. Then Saint Gerard Majella went to the surgeon's home, and as soon as he was by his side, he made the sign of the cross on his forehead, and the sick man revived and immediately recovered his health, to the shock of those present, who began to cry out, "Miracle!" Saint Gerard Majella, for all explanation, and wanting to downplay the importance of the incident, said, "That's what the power of obedience does." The healed patient was one of the main persons in the city of Calitri that spoke about Saint Gerard Majella's sanctity. This witness priest also intervened, so the servant of God went to see a distinguished local gentleman, so seriously ill that the last sacraments were about to be administered to him. This witness priest had not been able to resist the tears of a nun, the sick man's sister. Saint Gerard Majella followed the same procedure. The sign of the cross on his forehead was his only medicine to instantly cure the patient. Another case. A witness woman took advantage of the presence of the servant of God in Calitri to achieve, through an original and almost secretive means, the cure of a severe headache. She went to the house where the servant of God was staying, with the intention of asking him for a cure. But having entered the house, she saw the hat of the servant of God so close at hand that as she passed, and without saying anything to anyone, she took the hat and put it on her head, saying to herself, "Let's see if this brother is as holy as they say." And she felt with great surprise that the headache completely disappeared with his touch. And do you obey the Pope, or do you still judge him? Pray for the Pope, because he needs your prayers, and God sees what you do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.